not to put too fine a point on it. Say I'm the only bee in your bonnet. Make a little birdhouse in your soul. While you're at it, leave the nightlight on inside the birdhouse in your soul. Not to put too fine a point on it. Say I'm the only bee in your bonnet. Make a little birdhouse in your soul.
Michael J. Epstein, and you're listening to Freeform Radio, 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford.
I'm only one call away. I'll be there to save the day. Superman got nothing on me. I'm only one call away. Call me baby if you need a friend. I just wanna give you love. Come on, come on, come on. Reaching out to you, so take a chance. No matter where you go, I know you're not alone. I'm only one.
Call away, I'll be there to save the You are now tuned in to Live Free or Die Radio. I am your host, Uncle Sam. We got off to a little bit of a delay today. The teeth finally got me. 3 years, no issues. They finally got me. So now I can relate to the sweaty Dart Adams and of the world coming running up here and coming on. So I get it. I get it now, guys. Anyway, we got a packed show today, so we're going to get right into it. If you missed the Alumni Cypher series right now, soundcloud.com/LFOD. It was crazy. 4 straight weeks of MCs coming in over first official production. Everyone got in, got nice, got busy, etc., etc. We got videos dropping for that probably next week. I don't want to promise. It might be the week after, but I think we'll have those for you next week. But until then, soundcloud.com/LFOD. I want to give a huge shout out to the Stew Beat Showcase for bringing Black Milk to town this week. Sunday night was one of the best stews I've been to yet. Production was crazy. Competition was crazy. Shout out to Biz for winning it. Shout out to Soul for blowing my mind. I got connected with that dude online a while ago, and he just kept saying, yeah, I'm going to send you some beats. I'm going to send you some beats. Never heard anything. Then he showed up and absolutely murdered at the Stew. So shout out to those guys. Stay True, Authentic Lifestyle, everything they do to push the culture forward. Producers, you definitely want to rock with them and the Beat Club podcast every Sunday, 1 p.m. That's how we linked up with a big first official at, he's a real big fish for something on Twitter. I don't know why, but first official. That's how we found him. And so link up with them. Before we get into this, we just started booking for the fall. We can announce our first two guests. September 5th, we got Cliff Notes coming on. And then on the 26th, we got Oompa. So it's only right we kick things off with a new one off the Cliff Notes album. This one's called Savior. It's off Where the Sidewalk Ends. You can get that now everywhere. Shout out to Cliff. We'll be back after this.
Yeah. Yeah, my name is Cliffy. Shout out to my brother who be holding it down. But one time for the set though, let's go. I've been knowing you since we was by the decimal. Wearing dead man's clothes cause it's cold at night. Looking to the curb for the poltergeist. Took a picture of my life and I hope it's right. But it's covered by the white like an overbite. My cousin ain't dark but he on the night. Like,
hands on his head, yeah. Clock starts ticking, so you know you're gonna miss him now. Like, where my head at now?
Bridgewater probably still holding it down. I mean, he the reason why I got a hold of the sound. He the one who dream of us holding the crown. Cause I've been in this pain
since 92.
Look at all the bullshit
I've got through.
Look at all the bullshit
I've got through.
Look at all the bullshit
I've got through.
Rent's past due,
we gon' figure it out.
Feeling depressed,
we gon' figure it out.
Conscious died,
we gon' figure it out.
Feeling no stress,
we gon' figure it out.
Been in this pain
since 92.
Look at all the bullshit
I've got through.
Look at all the bullshit
I've got through.
Look at all the bullshit
I've got through.
Been in this pain
since 92.
Look at all the bullshit
I've got through.
Look at all the bullshit
I've got through.
Look at all the bullshit
I've got through.
Good thing I don't look like what I've been through. And my mama jeans stronger than the mental. Now I ain't saying I'm exempt from depression and contempt. I'm just saying all the shit that they've been through should've put me out the game a long time ago. Coach told me fourth quarter where you find the goat. And everybody got it, but not everybody got it. And you better off if you find a team to run a rock with. It's real easy catch a head case, especially in this world. Look like blackness like it's dead space. And they always try and fill it with shit with violence. It's all about perspective. Can't we say the same about silence? Always trying to fill it with our little bitty cells. Like we bigger than this world, like we ain't a bunch of cells. Just hit it, fit the mold, man, I'm done with metaphors. What I mean to say, it's always gonna end up better for you. Trust the process. They call me orphan and dolphin, chasing, predator and impatient, insane and some more. I made them call me oomph. They can name me what they want, but what I call me is more important. They think I'm the king if I say so. They think I'm a queen if I say so. A bitch when I wanna be in any weapon formed against the G. Better pray to everything I make that it even makes it in front of me. I'm
been in this pain
since 92.
Look at all the bullshit
I've got through.
Look at all the bullshit
I've got through.
Look at all the bullshit
I've got through.
Rent's past due,
we gon' figure it out.
Feeling depressed,
we gon' figure it out.
Conscious died,
we gon' figure it out.
Feeling no stress,
we gon' figure it out.
Been in this pain
since 92.
Look at all the bullshit
I've got through.
Look at all the bullshit
I've got through.
Look at all the bullshit
I've got through.
Been in this pain
since 92.
Look at all the bullshit
I've got through.
Look at all the bullshit
I've got through.
Look at all the bullshit
I've got through.
Today is a promise. Don't you hear the whispers escaping the lips of a sunset? Today is future, cascading in illumination. Today is not yesterday. The imperfect novel, post-scripted and read daily. The book we can't seem to remove our noses from. Today is not tomorrow, foretelling and misleading. Today is a gift wrapped in 24 chances, 60 opportunities. This is our moment. You don't have to choose to look at it so deeply, but today can be your last chance to gaze at it so beautifully. After failing to uncover inspiration for the 52nd time in 1 hour, you begin to question your worth, confront theological comparisons, and remind yourself you are not Mozart, not a hint of Rembrandt is in your blood. You are the predecessor of your past, a story untold to millions of eyes and ears. And we can recap the souls of every genius on Wikipedia, but your mind is a brand new episode in an ongoing television series. And we will only tune in if you are showing us something we've never seen before. When feeling like your mind is empty, remember, your mind is not meant for equivalence, rather critique, ridicule, welcome derision. If your ideas and your mind are not offending someone, they are not innovative. We are here to challenge the consistent. The liberals are the seed of progress. Your mind is a sponge with brilliance matriculating and hiding in every pore. There is not 1 ounce of empty in your genius of a mind.
Look at all the bullshit I've got through. Look at all the bullshit I've got through. Look at all the bullshit I've got through. Rinse past due, we gon' figure it out. Feeling the press, we gon' figure it out. Conscience die, we gon' figure it out. Feeling no stress, we gon' figure it out. Been in this pain since 92. Look at all the bullshit I've got through. Look at all the bullshit I've got through. Look at all the bullshit I've got through. Since 92, I got through. Been in this pain since 92. Look at all the bullshit I've got through. Look at all the bullshit I've got through. Look at all the bullshit I've got through. Rinse past due, we gon' figure it out. Feeling depressed, we gon' figure it out. Conscience die, we gon' figure it out. Feeling no stress, we gon' figure it out. Been in this pain since 92. Look at all the bullshit I've got through. Look at all the bullshit I've got through. Look at all the bullshit I've got through. Been in this pain since 92. Look at all the bullshit I've got through. Look at all the bullshit I've got through. Look at all the bullshit I've got through.
Show me your sacrifice, and God will answer with success. Your faith is proven by your sacrifice, because you believe in it and it is killing you. But for a higher purpose, you stay. And you stand. And you endure.
They say that talent is everything. I'm designed for the center stage. And don't give a damn how a hater say. And I'm at a level they'll never reach. They witness me struggle and sacrifice, and still turn a blind eye to what they see. But I kept that faith in my God above, cause I know that he can see everything.
I pray that I'm blessed in the afterlife. Live long enough to reach for all my goals. I know that my time is coming. Said I know that my time is coming. I've been practicing patience, but I'm done waiting. Lord, I'm just trying to function. Cut down on that loud consumption. But my mind was so cloudy, wasn't it? Guess it could have been worse, the gift and the curse. I could have served time for hustling, but you knew my heart was pure. Just trying to calm the storm. That's why I give thanks for God and my spirit from out of that darkness, Lord. I'm black, I could never be racist, despite the fact they keep telling me fake scripts. My grandmother's dealing with cancer while I'm fighting this felony case. Man, that time it just couldn't be worse. Though ironically couldn't be any better, cause the truth is I die for her. But it's that that made me get my shit together. Every night that I dream, I see the future. It's so bright that the gleam could be seducing. I'll admit it's been times I thought of quitting. Turning God, he told me that they need the music. So forget I do it for him. In the public, I do it for them. Truth be told though, I do it for me. Cause we all know he lives within.
They say that timing is everything. And me, I'm designed for the center stage. And don't give a damn how a hater say. Cause I'm at a level they'll never reach. They witness me struggle and sacrifice, and still turn a blind eye to what they see. But I kept that faith in my God above, cause I know that he can see everything.
Everything. worlds that I've lived. Blessed with the passion of Christ. You've been struggling half of my life. Cause they see what I do with a pen. And so somehow it doesn't suffice. Amazing, you crazy. Most of them love me, few of them hate me. Guess it's a blessing, but shit, I've been stressing. Attending too many of these funerals lately. I just want a peace of mind. Swear to God, I just want a peace of mind. But tell me low when everybody's walking in the dark and lacks wisdom, who the hell is gonna lead the blind? Yes, I'm living my life in the moment. That's why I'm praying to Christ for atonement. Truth is the music is bigger than me. And that is why literally I'm so focused. I mean literally I'm so focused. I said literally I'm so focused. Pray my wisdom increase when I'm killing these beats in the vision to see like a Moses. Every night that I dream, I see the future. It's so bright that the gleam could be seducing. I'll admit it's been times I thought of quitting. Turning God, he told me that they need the music. So fuck it, I do it for him. In the public, I do it for them. Truth be told, though, I do it for me. Cause we all know he lives within.
They say that talent is everything. And me, I'm designed for the center stage. And don't give a damn about what haters say. And I'm at a level they'll never reach. They witness me struggle and sacrifice. And still turn a blind eye to what they see. But I keep that faith in my God above. Cause I know that he can see everything.
Everything, everything, everything.
Oh Lord.
Pushing for the good things, yes, for the queens and the hood kings. This is more like an uprise, yes, yeah. Cut down for the surprise, uh-huh. Looking just like an uprise, yeah. It's a uprise. In these troubled times, trouble I'm seeing, treason, breaching every region, easing right into your crib in the evening, reaching every little breath of any air we're breathing. Inhale, exhale, death nail. Ah, boy, they're about to get real. Ah, man, it's really about to get real. Ah, yeah, it's really gonna get ill. Whether white, black, Asian, we all caging. Runaway system raging, with the funds they raising, making this mainframe better look down, they aiming. Hands up, but the cops just shoot us now. They brutal now, it ain't cooling down. This greed of the 1% cooling now, it ain't slowing down. Got me thinking it was better when they
was down, was down. It be getting too hot, too loud. Blowing all my walls out, they all down. If you getting too hot, you go down. Or you got a horse down, horse down. It be getting too hot, too loud. Throw it down now.
You don't wanna miss a good thing. You don't wanna miss a good thing. Push in for the good things. For the queens and the hood kings. This is more like an uprise. Duck down for the surprise. Looking just like an uprise. It's a uprise, come on.
In the day before the AK, they let the whole spray, the sweet bros away. But they kept coming back harder, stronger, faster, smarter. And many became martyrs. They just wanted to be part of something. And I feel like they fought so hard for nothing. But they just got put in a place and ended up with a foot in their face. No hood, no book, no religion or race could ever save you. Big time bread is the only savior. Otherwise, you just one of the mother guys. If you don't believe it, see the hands of a brother rise up. But the cops still shoot them down. They brutal now, they don't fool around. Traffic stop could lead to a funeral now. It's unsuitable how it's worse now than it was when they
was down, was down. It be getting too hot, too loud. Blowing all my walls out, it all down. If you getting too hot, you go down. Or you got a horse down, horse down. It be getting too hot, too loud. Throw it down now.
Brand new Perceptionist. Featuring Sign, Hose Down, H-O-S-E. No radio edit necessary there. They are going to be live this Thursday night celebrating their album release. along with Billy Loman and Easy Money.
Yes, yes.
What's happening?
What's up, what's up?
Everything is marvelous, brother. How about yourself?
I'm not quite marvelous, but I love the energy you're bringing.
Absolutely.
Easy comes in and it's a wave. It's definitely a wave. Or a volcano, maybe.
That's a wave.
We have a return guest as well over here.
I'm not a guest. That's so disrespectful.
Who are you, Priscilla?
I am a co-host.
How are you?
I'm blessed. Yeah? I'm blessed. It's been a minute, but I'm back, and I'm glad to be back.
Hair's looking great.
Yeah. Thank you. Even though it's looking a mess, but thank you. Thank you. I'm happy that you guys are here.
Appreciate it. Thank you for having us. Yeah.
We're very happy to be here.
Let's go.
Fly Alansky is out Friday.
Word. How are you feeling about it?
In what sense?
Like, as far as, like, the impact that it could have, like, what are you feeling?
I feel like the music is good.
Okay.
You know, I feel like if this is your sound, if traditional boom bap East Coast hip hop is what you're into, I feel like you'll love it.
Right.
I feel good about it. You know, I don't, if I'm not passionate, I don't do it. There's no point. So I'm happy with it. You know, Billy Loman brought the fire. Mm-hmm. I always bring the fire because that's all I know.
Right.
And I think people are going
to
like it.
Right. What do you want people to, I kind of took over, but what do you want people to walk away listening to your project?
He's nice.
He's nice. Right.
Kind of because that's what I'm used to.
Right.
Yeah. And Billy Loma is nice.
That kid is nice with the beats, too.
Yeah, because my thing, too, is like, one thing about this album is that I never wanted to do another album. I put out The Money 2 years ago, and I was like, that's a whole nother interview. As far as like the rap industry, I'm not a big fan of it. But, you know, he's the one that pushed me, you know, and I gave in because I feel like he deserves to be heard as well. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, we had like a handful of songs done, and, you know, took a little hiatus, but we got back in the lab and finished it up
it started out as a joke, right? You trying to get him back and you telling him
it became a thing.
It turned
man.
Into like a marketing thing, but that wasn't, you were really done at first.
No,
he was chirping at you online all the time, like, bring Easy back, and we were like jumping in, like, yeah,
everybody, Term was on stage telling me to keep bothering you at middle, like, all that.
That wasn't
I was genuinely
out, right?
finished. Nah, I wasn't playing. I just don't. I love hip-hop. I live it. You know, it's my life, but it's just, I don't like... Like, I love hip-hop culture, but I always say F the rap game. You
Why?
Know what I'm saying? That's how I feel. Because it's just... It contradicts who I am, you know? This is more... I'm doing this. This is because I love it. You know what I mean? Like, genuinely. There's no, like...
Yeah.
Monetary intention or nothing like that. Motive, whatever you want to call it. It's just... We just rocking.
How does it contradict?
The game?
Yeah.
I'm very direct, I'm very sincere, and the people in the game are not.
Okay.
Just, you know, to keep it short and sweet for you.
It doesn't take long running around to see that, too,
yeah.
Like that side of it. It doesn't take long at all. You know, even just me being in it a couple of years, you run into that right away, but, you know.
And be clear, Easy's from the I'm biting every rapper's head off.
Yes. Right. Yes, I'm
it's
from
a different
that.
Era. It's, right. it's like, a different
which
era
Which makes
now,
me question, yeah. like, couldn't you be that... In this, I guess, game full of quote unquote phonies, like
I am that.
I mean,
I feel like I am that.
Right.
But it's just my thing is, I always record music, but I mean like pursuing it. Like, mm-hmm. oh, this is my dream. Mm-hmm. Nah, I got 3 kids, man. They, you know what I mean, they can't eat dreams. You feel me? That's how mm-hmm. I feel now. But I'll still make music because, you know, fortunately I could. I'm able to.
Right.
And I got it in me. You know, I always say this, right? Hip hop is the most there's no genre that pushes I'm real more than hip hop, and it's the fakest.
Okay.
Mm. You see what I'm saying? It's the fakest genre ever. Like, that's what it. I'm real. Pushes it so hard, and it's just the fakest thing ever. Especially when you're on the inside. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people just see it from the, you know, they're on the outside looking in. They don't know. They just hear the music, and the music is fire. And most of the time, I'm a fan too. That's why I always stay in tune with it. You know what I mean? I keep up.
Oh yeah, you're on Twitter.
Yeah.
Talking about the new stuff. You're active and
yeah,
you're definitely and when we talked the first time, you know.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I love it, bro. I mean, it's not going anywhere, you know what I'm saying? It's not like I'm gonna wake up one morning and be like, oh, I'm gonna go classical.
Yeah.
That's not happening, you know what I'm saying? It just is what it is.
Well, you got the what's the R&B wave you were on for a little bit?
Yeah, oh no, the R&B wave, the Guapi Chulo wave. Yeah, that's my thing too. You know, we switch it up when we feel like it. It's my secret weapon.
Yeah,
stealing my beats for that too.
Yeah, oh, really? Yeah, I might need a couple for that. You know what I'm saying? We might do that too. We'll see. Yeah,
well, it's dope that you guys like. It's been dope seeing Billy like get accepted into ST and sort of championed and like. Like, Billy, I met, we kind of showed up around the same time, and yep, it's been dope to see you, like, get the support and love, and, like, you know, I'm glad this project came out, because you've been teasing people. You got, Easy's got, what is it, on Mondays, the Bar Mondays?
Money Bar Mondays. Yep. That's the hashtag on Instagram. If you like, if you're into lyrics, if you are a lyric lover, then you want to go on Instagram and type in that hashtag. It's Money Bar Mondays.
I would definitely recommend it. The first, I was like, he's got to come back if he's doing this.
I like, and you know, the funny thing about that none of those are new bars.
Yeah.
They're just recycled bars. It's just, you know. And the first one I did, I think, was like 10 years old.
Really?
And he still ain't caught up. It's crazy, right?
Yeah. Easy's a rapper.
What was the process of creating this project?
Well, this project, you wanna?
Yeah, no. I would basically, you know, we would have sessions where like I would show up with a folder of beats, and you know, I'd be going through mostly at Dead Eyes, right? I mean, we recorded some at Wonka, we did some at Dead Eyes crib.
We started at the Bridge, though. It all started there.
We started at the Bridge with Lightfoot, so it was in a few different places, but. I mean, the process didn't change. I would show up with a folder of beats and play them, and if they sucked, I would get trashed on by everybody in the room.
Every time.
Led by Easy.
Every time.
And if the one was good, no one would say anything. So I know if I got silence after a beat, that was a good thing. Nah. I mean, you know, the good beats got picked. A lot of it got wrote right there on the spot, yeah. I think, you know.
We had, what was it, 6 or 7?
Yeah, we had like 6 joints, I think.
This is
like a year ago,
before,
right?
Before the money dropped, Billy and I had 6 joints.
Yeah, we started this in like February 2015. So this is like 2.5 years ago.
And then, you know, I just decided to focus on releasing the money and promoting that. And then after, I just didn't care. And then Billy was like, yo, we got these songs. Like, what's going on? He didn't start bothering me until I started like pushing the retired rapper thing.
Yeah.
Not that I was pushing it, but like, you know how you could put like your little Twitter name? And I would write retired rapper. And that kind of like, everyone kind of like, what's going on with that? You know, but.
You know, I wanted it to come out just because like, you know, usually when I make, you know, if I'm producing something, like I don't listen to it after it's done or like after it's out, like, you know, whatever. But this is like one of the few things that I've worked on that like I'll still bump it in the whip regularly. Like I genuinely like the music. So, and we were sitting on this music for years. So it's like, we got to put this out. That was really
only
just the
motivation. Only a few, because we did cut. We did out of the 6. What did we keep? Like 2 or 3?
Yeah. We cut a bunch of joints.
So the album is fresh. You know what I'm saying? It is fresh, and it's dope. I'm happy with it. Like I said, there was no particular formula for this. It's just, you know, it's first of all, the title is Flyer Lansky. You know, for those who aren't familiar, there's an old mob figure. His name was Meyer Lansky. So I just put a spin on it. You know what I'm saying? And it's just like. Pretty much what Styles P did with Gangsta and the Gentleman, that's my version.
Gotcha. So he's Arnold Rothstein over here.
Yeah, there it is.
Let's go. Perfect.
There it is. But yeah, we did that, you know, and we did incorporate some mob elements in the album. We did do some of that, but as you know, the bottom line is, you know, hard hitting beats, the bars is crazy. We got, you know, some of our friends on there. And this is just a solid project, you know what I'm saying? We're not trying to change the game. We're not going to act like this is going to break new ground or anything. It's just traditional East Coast hip-hop music.
Done out of love.
Indeed, yeah, for sure, a lot of it.
Speaking of that, we're going to play a record. We got the Live By joint with Conway. How'd that come about? Did you feel like, so he's getting his shine right now. He's getting his props.
Yeah, shout out to Conway, shout out to Buffalo, New York. You know, he's on Griselda. Griselda's now signed to Shady Records. So, you know, before that whole Shady ordeal happened, obviously, you know, I reached out. We made it work. I told Billy, I need you to make something grimy because, you know, Billy's on. The thing I like about this record a lot is that it's not your typical Billy Loman record.
Mm-hmm.
Billy Loman is, you know, he's a product of the 9-4 under the J Dilla, the High Tech, the Knots, you know, which is incredible. Don't get me wrong. But I felt like to get Conway in his element, we needed that dirt. And he came with it like.
Yo, that's
one
the
of the
only
first
one
beats
too.
He made.
Yeah, like, no, that's the only one on the project where it was like, yo, we need a beat for this artist. And I spent like 8 hours on a Sunday just working on beats for that.
Up.
That was the only one.
And
that
he did
came
his
out
thing
like that,
on
so.
It, too.
Oh, yeah, Conway, he's an animal, bro.
Did you approach it a certain way knowing he'd be on it, too?
Yeah, I mean, I'm from that era. I'm trying to body everyone. That's what we, you know.
That's true.
That's just what it is.
Yeah.
I'm sure he spit his like, yo, I'm gonna kill this kid. He can't touch me. And that's how I approach mine.
But it's
respectful competition. It's not like, you know, we're not trashing each other on the record. It's just you go do your thing and I'm gonna try to do mine better. That's it.
As it should be.
Exactly.
Well, let's play this joint. This is Live By featuring Conway. It's off the new Easy Money, Billy Loman. Flyer Lansky drops everywhere on Friday. They'll be at the Middle East Thursday night.
The pre-order is up now, not to cut you off.
Pre-order up now. Tell them where it is.
iTunes, Google Play.
Boom, get that. And
bang.
If you're in Boston, Middle East Thursday night, you tune into Live Free or Die Radio.
Machine, yeah. Easy. Gunplay all day, you know it's poppin'.
That ST show off, you heard?
Look. Machine, check, got clapped in my head and neck. But I still ain't heard a rapper on my level yet. Crashed the 911, went and bought another Porsche. All I needed was the and the fork. Trigger finger itching, he just wanna drop another course. 50 shots spraying up your mother porch. If hustling was a f***ing sport, that mean I'm King James when I'm on the court. Now, I don't know what the f*** you thought. My shooter bloodthirsty when he f***ing snort. Look, I really sold grams. I know that whack your mama for a whole yen. I hold bands. Money is my f***, we hold hands. Might drive the wave slow like an old man. I sent a shooter through up your whole plans. Twin takes with air holes. You better pray they
don't. You know we
jam.
Make money, spend money, and make more. Do it year round, not a day we could take off. Get it on our own, cause if not, we would take yours. Got mouths to feed and a family to break off. You know that this money don't wait. So we following all the jewels that were passed down by the older dudes. You know the rules. Just stack money and get high and die by that same gun you live by. My dogs is high fashion, classic taste, man. Even accessorize when they strap they waistband. Just some fly goons that'll clap your face, fam. Patent level holster to match they Space Jams. Ain't none of them eating off music. As we speak, they polishing a new nine, just eager to use it. Beefing is foolish, thinking of bread and ways we can improve it. But y'all wanna get the heat, then let's do this. Flow is cocky, still counting the dough it got me. Can't no one stop me, I'm winning till I'm old and sloppy. Slow up, Bobby, or your fam or closely watch me. Light your grill and serve up the beef, no hibachi. And people all over the globe admire the way that any beat I spit on, I roll some fire to. So if I ever told the lie to you, I'ma check my motherfucking self. I'm a sole proprietor. You know we make money, spend money and make more. Do it year round, not a day we could take off. Get it on our own, cause if not, we would take yours. Got mouths to feed and a family to break off. You know that this money don't wait. So we following all the jewels that were passed down by the older dudes. You know the rules. Just stack money and get high and die by that same gun you live by.
All right, we're back on Live Free or Die Radio. That was the new one off Flyer Lansky, the new album by Easy Money and Billy Loman. That was Live By featuring Conway.
Yes, yes. Hope y'all enjoyed that.
Yeah, man. Easy, you are a rapper, my dude, a real deal rapper.
I'm a real deal
rapper.
In here
disrespecting the producers.
Nah, not really. I disrespect the beats.
Oh, okay.
But Billy's my brother, man. Billy's ST the Squad.
He's not an entertainer, though. That's
listen,
what I mean by that when
we,
I say rapper.
We are, we roast each other all day.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We not, there's no, like, big, tough guy facade with us. We don't try to be serious all day and, you know what I'm saying, be mad at everybody. We roast each other all day, every day. Billy Loman hasn't quite adapted well.
I'm catching up.
Because he be so, like, in the sky.
Yeah.
Follow me. And he just, duh. Half the time. He's just not witty as I am. But I be bodying him on the regular.
Oh man.
Good. Shout out to everybody on Facebook Live. I see y'all, man. What's up? Drop a line. Say what's up.
Who talks the most trash in ST?
Me.
Yeah,
yeah, hands down.
Because I could, because I rap the best. Close.
Who comes? Who's like second?
Me.
Okay.
First and second.
I gotta keep it real though. My man Heck goes toe to toe with me a lot. Okay. Shout out my man Heck. He goes toe to toe, and we roast each other hard. Like most guys, just take it and laugh, but Heck will go like ding ding ding, and we'll rock. We'll just go at it. It's fun though. It's a lot of fun.
I gotta see that. I gotta be in the room.
Sparring of words.
I've seen Rex turn up. He'll turn up out of nowhere. You'll be.
What's up?
Rex will get.
Yeah, you know, he'll join in on that for sure.
Rex gets in.
He'll surprise you because he's kind of quiet, and then.
Yeah, he's Rex gets involved for sure. Shout out to my man. Shout out my entire ST squad. Actually, everybody. Salute. It was my brothers. Salute. You know they. I'm mostly inspired by my team. That's what makes me want to do the music. Like dudes like Terman Rex, when you see the passport stamped out, DJ Dada, they got the, you know, that makes you believe it's attainable. So that's more inspiring than the people who actually inspired me to rap.
Got you.
You know what I'm saying? To actually go do it.
Yeah, because your peers are pushing it for sure.
Because the hard part is the grind.
Yeah.
Dog, I rap easy with my eyes closed in my sleep. That's nothing to me. That's just what I do, you know? But the work you put in, that's really where it matters. And I'm inspired by my peoples when it comes to that. Static Selector, you know what I mean? You see what they're doing.
Static works hard.
Absolutely. He's the hardest working guy that I know, him in turn, like, without question.
Yeah, I mean, they're the definite. I mean, it's like two albums a year, clockwork.
Yeah.
It's
yeah,
crazy. Yeah, yeah. I can't keep up.
He's like, kid is a machine, bro.
Machine.
And it's crazy because if I wanted to, I could record at that pace, but I just don't care.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like with Term, I respect him a lot because no matter what, he doesn't stop. He's pushing. You know, he's been around the world 12 times already, and he's still at it, you know? It's inspiring. It really is.
I hope people are listening, because the hard work does beat talent if talent doesn't work hard.
All the time. But when you happen to be extremely nice like I am, that's a good mix.
Yeah, you got a little bit of a lead there.
Yeah.
But yeah, because there's so many dope artists up here who like are awesome, but like don't do the work. And it's unfortunate, because it's like, even people who've come through here who I rock with, who have albums out, who they're spending more time talking about the new Kendrick or talking about some other thing that happened. It's like, man, you have an album out right now.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. I mean, shout out to all the other guys.
And it's hard, because you got to get out of your shell, you know?
Yeah.
It's awkward to promote yourself all the way, until you're used to it, you know?
You know what, though? Like, I'm not no marketing genius myself.
Yeah.
But I know enough that, you know, you got to... Word of mouth is always the number one. These dudes will be on Facebook, like they'll post their video or their song on Facebook, their SoundCloud link, and they feel like that's it.
Right.
You know? And it doesn't bother me that you dudes just spend 10 racks on a feature. That doesn't bother me at all. Dude, you know, pay whoever you want. But what bothers me is that you won't spend $500 on marketing it.
Mm. You better spend the same 10 on ads and you feel me? On something.
But a lot of dudes, they don't get that. They, like this right here, this is a sticker, a promotional sticker. You know that.
Yeah.
I'm just talking to the people on Facebook Live. What's up? This right here, if you like, a lot of dudes, they're so entertained with the jewels, driving a nice car, their image. I want y'all to see me as this. Who's seeing you, though?
Right.
Who's looking at you? Your neighbors?
Right.
Nobody knows who you are. Your 200 followers on Instagram? You understand what I'm saying? So that's why I tell you, like, you know, the work, that's the hard part. You got to do the work. You know what I'm saying? And it's cool, man. I like my jewelry and all that, too. I'm into that, too. But
yeah,
I'm not going to sit there and be like, yo, you should go get some stickers. Like, Term is a sticker king, first and foremost. Shout out to Term. He's a sticker. This right here, he's like programmed, bro. He'll have a stack of these in his car, and he just gets out, walks out with them, puts them everywhere. It's like he's wired that way.
Yeah.
Me, I put them in the trunk, and oh yeah, I got those. Yeah, I forgot.
Right.
You know, that's me. You know, but you have to market yourself, you know, and regardless whether you're just trying to keep it in your hood and in your neighborhood or your city, you got to do something. You got to make an effort.
It reminds me of Master P when he would talk about starting up No Limit and how he would like go out, because he said he was inspired by the Avon lady who would like pack all the products in her car and go to the neighborhoods and sell to the people. And so he was like, okay, for No Limit, he just packed up all his mixtapes and all his stuff and all whatever, and he would just like go out in his community or outside and drive around the East Coast and all around just to sell his stuff. So
Master
I don't think people are willing to do that anymore, because I think the internet has kind of made people a little laid back a little
bit. Lazy is a better word than laid back, by the way.
Definitely.
And don't get me wrong, when you hear me talking, like, we can do better too. Like, I'm criticizing myself as much as everyone. When
yeah, and I could do better. I could do way better too.
Definitely.
Is it social media? This is the thing with social media, right? Social media ruined the business.
You think so?
Of course it did. Listen,
I think it made it better.
This is where you guys listen, are going to be this on is
I'm going to tell you something.
Opposite sides right, of wait, a big go. Canyon.
All right, this is the thing. I'm going to tell you something. When somebody goes platinum, it's the hugest deal in the world right. today. Back then, it was, okay, he went platinum. He went gold. This guy went double
diamond
platinum.
Was big.
Yeah, that was what, oh, I want to go diamond. I'm going, they all going platinum. Not everybody went platinum, but you feel what I'm saying?
Mm.
That's one thing. Then you got the streaming services that are completely obliterating artists' pockets. That's a whole nother thing.
Okay.
So, I mean, that's a conversation that we could have for 15 shows in a row. We could have installments of that if we wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
But I just feel like the other thing is, too, though, is that social media in general, whether you're a recording artist or not, it gives people a sense of entitlement, a sense of status for no reason. You understand what I'm saying? Like, these girls will go and do an Instagram video and they'll twerk away and they'll get their little 10,000 followers, and it's like they really believe that they're like this hot stuff.
Okay.
You know?
And you know, I see what you're saying. Okay, so I'm speaking more so for artists, right?
Yeah.
I think as far as artists, you don't have to have a record deal, right? Of course, yes, we came under two different generations of what's so be it. I understand that. But I think as an artist, you benefit more for yourself than you would. Because, for example, all right, so maybe like in the early 2000s, 90s, if you wanted to release an album, you had to go to the people, which is a good thing, great thing, right? Whereas people like that now. Now, like, you don't need the record labels to, like, be at a certain status. I get it. Some are trash. I'm not going to lie. I get it.
But that's besides the point, though.
Yeah, but I was going to say, but you don't need someone to give you a handout now. Like, you have that power to, like, hustle. And it takes hard work, too, because with social media, in order to gain followers, you have to consistently post, or you have to consistently put out music.
And you should engage, too.
Which is true.
And this is where a lot of artists get it messed up. They got their little following. They feel like they're too good to respond to you. Listen, son. Let's take an example. Like, this has nothing to do with music, right? Some girl that I've known for 20 years of my life that I went to high school with posts a picture on Instagram with her kid, and I'm like, yo, your son is beautiful. God bless. She's too good to respond to that. That's just the wave. That's social media. That's like, she's like, it's my Instagram. I'm not talking to you. People are going to think we're smashing. That's the mentality. It's real. Artists are magnified by like 100 with an artist. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I can't repost that picture with him. He's going to take my followers. That's the logic, bro. That's how these people think. And they're so insecure because, especially in my case, because not only, I'm fly, bro. I'm a fly guy and I'm super nice. So they're threatened. You understand what I'm saying? Like, these dudes, they give it away every day. I just feel like it definitely most certainly serves its purpose. If you have a following, you have a big, I just feel like social media, you don't just get a following just having an Instagram account. You still got to put in that work. That word of mouth is what wins, always. Yeah. That's why we still do this. Otherwise, I just put this image on my Instagram and keep it moving.
I think it gives people a lot of opportunities to cut. I think the same people who would make it still are going to make it, but different avenues. Like, I think there's a lot more noise. That's one reason we started doing this, is to help filter through the noise a bit. There's no quote-unquote gatekeepers.
Yeah.
You know, like, you had to have money or connections or something to make an album. Now anyone can make an album. Right. And but at the same time, everyone made an album.
Yeah.
So it's kind of... It's not going back, though. I'll tell you that. It's not going back. So you got to.
And as an artist, you're able to connect with your audience more. Like, I feel like before it was like artists were untouchable, but like now, if you see a story of, you know, you could post a picture and be like, "This is what inspired this song." I think we're able to connect with you as an artist more, and so we're able to like build a deeper connection compared to like. I don't know what the song is about, but it's dope.
I agree with that. And that's why I say it serves its purpose. Because of things like that. It's dope. Like, you know, you can follow your favorite artist, see what they're doing. And a lot of them are so major, they don't have time for it. So you pretty much follow them for nothing. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
So there's like, there's a lot of sides
to
social
media. It's a give
and
take. You also have to be an entertainer full time now.
I feel like social media is the devil. All day. Me.
Yeah.
You know, it serves its purpose, but it's a devil. It breaks up homes, gets people locked up. It sucks on a lot of levels.
But that's people, but it's great. Not social media.
But it's... Because of social media. It is what it is. The people make social media.
Yeah, but
social media is not social media without the people.
I think true. if you get caught up like if you get caught up like that on social media, that's your fault. Like that's like saying like you know guns don't kill people, people kill people. Like, and that's not any kind of defense for any type of side for that whole entire issue.
Obviously,
it's clearly
it's your fault.
Yeah,
but it still happens.
It still happens.
Chimed in as well via Twitter. Oh, if you're tuned in at Live Free OD Radio, get at us. He said you had the power in the 90s. Difference being is now people think they don't have to do in real life work due to social media.
Yes, and that's absolutely correct. And that I agree with Dart there. Shout out to Dart Adams, yo, because you know why I got to shout out Dart Adams? Because Dart Adams hates everything. But he rocks with Easy Money, and he rocks with Billy Loman.
Yeah, shout out Dart.
So shout out to Dart.
I mean, rocks appreciate you, Dart.
And if he hates it, he does not hide it.
Yeah.
You know? He's very vocal, extremely vocal. Like, he just trashed Ja Rule for, like, 4 hours straight on Instagram, on Twitter, and I'm like, oh, man, I like Ja's albums, but whatever. Shout out Dart, man. I'm going to keep trying to, you know, keep you happy with my music, brother. Peace.
Dart's funny because he does, if he does like your stuff, you know, it's definitely a big stamp.
Yeah, it is.
Dart just told me he waves his fist at the clouds if they look too fluffy. He just told me that on Twitter, so that's just an example of shout out Dart.
He's got a heart of gold, though. That's what people miss. Yeah. See, that's the thing about social media. If you just had social media, you would think he's this grumpy, angry dude.
Yeah.
And then you meet him and you're like, oh, he still feels exactly the same way, but he's like way friendlier.
But he is for hip hop culture. Like,
absolutely.
He's all 100%. For it, and you need people like that because he's not going to hold any punches, and you need people like that.
Absolutely.
Agreed.
So let's play another one by Easy Money.
Let's
get
it. What are we playing? Facebook Live. What's up?
Regular-ish.
Shout out my man Millie's.
I liked he had a line that hit me on this, so I'm amped to play this again. Regular-ish. Shout out to Billy Loman for bringing Easy out of retirement.
Let's go. That's a fact.
Listen. For the sake of like time, I'm gonna let him have that.
Okay.
Because I had he got dragged a lot in this process too. Don't
get me wrong. We don't have enough time.
We don't have enough time. He don't want to hear it. That's why conveniently we don't have enough time.
Flyer Lansky dropping Friday.
Millie's, what's up, boy?
Pre-order now.
Soldiers in the field, trying to eat a meal, try not to get killed. It's regular shit to all my youngers on the block. Walk with a bop, cause he got the Glock. They just doing regular shit. My true lady's holding down the fam. Ride with her man if he in the jam. That's regular shit. Salute my comrades who be getting this shit. Get those stick hoes doing regular shit. You move O's of the snow, stay low from the poles. Though clothes or your boy knows. Either you tryna dribble the rock to the hole, or you up in the studio polishing the flow. That beat dad ain't got no food in the fridge. Support another chick, kids do nothing for his. While you in your crib, you argue with your whiz. Neighbors got their ear to the wall, all up in your biz. That's how it is. Life for them thugs. See slugs, drugs, they don't even budge. They don't give a f. Kids got no grub, they still up in the club, trying to get some bud. Wanna live a life? Better think twice. Better know your rights or waste years of your life. Up in the jail, closest thing to hell. Get no mail, your baby mom's getting nailed. That's real. To all my soldiers in the field, trying to eat a meal, try not to get killed. That's regular shit. To all my youngers on the block, walk with a bop, cause he got the Glock. They just doing regular shit. My true lady's holding down the fam. Ride with her man if he in the jam. That's regular shit. Salute my comrades who be getting.
You know what we doing?
Get those stick hoes doing regular shit.
You heard? 2 for 33 for 50, that's just regular shit. You hustle with a pistol on you, now that's federal shit. Growing up, I seen madness, heads getting split. Oh, I'm kidding, that's just regular shit. Dead in the midst of everything they told me was evil. I growed up with people to shoot first and send you a sequel. Been from the diesel, scratching like I'm itching from measles. Try to surpass them, never learn what they teach you. I hope that this reach you, cause I know what it's like to suffer. My neighbors smoking hard white for supper. I used to serve them 20s and shit for some Denny's and shit. Convert bread and get some Bennies to flip.
You know the process.
Yeah, that's just regular shit. Young trap star trapping out a regular whip. A dub sack and a half pint of Henny to sip. You sitting in the park thinking how you'll never be rich. That's
so
regular
my soldiers shit. In the field trying to eat a meal, try not to get killed. That's regular shit. To all my youngers on the block, walk with a bop cause he got the Glock. They just doing regular shit. My true lady's holding down the fam. Ride with her man if he in the jam. That's regular shit. Salute my comrades who be getting this shit. Get those stick hoes doing regular shit. You heard?
We are back on Live Free or Die Radio. That was regular-ish. Featuring Millie's off the brand new Easy Money and Billy Loman album Flyer Lansky dropping this Friday. They will be at the Middle East Thursday night with the Perceptionists and more.
This is hip hop. This is hip hop, y'all. You know, support it. My man Nelly Potu shouting out Priscilla. You got
right.
A shout out here.
Oh, okay,
you
know, right.
But yo, you know, I'm gonna just say something real quick. Just last night, I posted something, you know, and it was like, yo, you know, if your peoples are streaming your album, like these, I'm talking about particularly your peoples, you know, friends and family, are they supporting you? How do you feel about that? You don't agree, right?
Well, listen, how many times are they streaming it?
Yeah. I think the
thing is that it doesn't matter if it's once or a million times. If you're not buying it,
at least
somebody
sharing.
On Twitter, somebody called it
sharing or spreading the word. A lot of people I know, like my crew isn't all online, so it's weird. Like people come up to me later and be like, "Yo, so and so told me about this and that." And as long as you're spreading the word, I do appreciate purchases as
yeah,
well.
Like, but listen, if you put a song out for free. And then somebody listens to that free song, they stream it, and they share it. That's support to me. It's not coming out of their pocket.
Yeah. Somebody on Twitter called it secondary support, and I agree with
just
that.
Just the streaming? I mean, streaming's enjoying it. That's what you want. You want people to stream it and enjoy it.
Like I said, man, I do this. Like, this album is for the love.
Yeah.
But this is the point I'm trying to make is that if you enjoy an artist, remove myself from the equation. Like, let's talk in general.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? If you enjoy an artist and you want to continue to hear music from them, if you want to continue to, you know, hear product from them and support it,
yeah,
buy it, because the only way you can grow is with bread. You can't do that without money.
Right.
It's tough. You know what I'm saying?
So shout out to people that do take the extra step. There's a few cool things popping up now that are going to help with that.
What's that one with the songs, with the investing in the music? Somebody else turned me on to that recently.
Yeah,
I forget what it's called.
Yeah, I like the Patreon for that.
That's the one.
Patreon. Yep. But there's... It's moved to now people, it's a subscription. So people are paying, instead of the artist, they're paying Spotify or whatever, and they're renting a library, and they assume that other people are passing along.
So what does that do? That makes Spotify rich.
Right.
And
like you said, the money's been...
You understand what I'm saying? Like, we can't...
Tapped, yeah.
Our brand is not being built that way.
Yeah.
We're not able to expand our joint like that. You know what I'm saying?
You got to be a super active fan to like even get the behind the scenes.
And you know, it's a tough biz, bro. It's hard to get somebody to come out their pocket and buy your stuff.
I mean, you're dealing
I'm appreciative of everything. Like, even if somebody, if you don't, listen, I'm going to tell you something right now, bro. Whether I make $1 off of this album or I make $1,000 or $10,000, my kids are going to eat. I'm going to make sure of that.
Right.
It doesn't matter to me. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
It's a general conversation. But anything is appreciated. Like, when somebody just says, yo, I heard this song and, you know, it touched me in this way, whatever, you know, and they never listen again. That's dope. You know, sometimes it's a comment, kind words.
Yeah.
It's support. You know what I'm saying? But, and you know, speaking for myself, when I see my people's doing good things, I pay retail.
Right.
Or at least I offer.
Right.
Because, and I know everybody's situation is different. You know, there's a lot of people that can't afford to do that. They got to do what they got to do, but.
I don't take it personally. If friends, I don't think they need to. I don't get agitated.
Yeah.
Strangers tend to support more than friends generally.
Indeed.
But which is a whole other topic that we don't have time for.
Yeah.
But, and there's a lot of the closet hating too. The dudes that'll, you know, support my guy's album, but they don't buy it themselves.
Probably.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
I'll be clear, I don't buy any music anymore.
Yeah, and that's cool.
Yeah, there's a whole generation.
It's in my inbox.
There's a whole generation of people who never had to pay for music.
Yeah. Ever. I really want to have this combo, but we gotta get off the air. And
but bottom line is you supported me because you lent your platform to me to push it.
Right.
So you supported it in that way.
Right. I got
you. There's a lot of different ways, but you know what I mean though. Shout out to everybody on Facebook Live that tuned in. I appreciate y'all. Salute. I'm going to be back in a minute. Shout out to Live Free or Die Radio, man. I appreciate y'all very much.
Thank you.
Thank you guys for coming through.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Easy Money, Billy Loman, Flyer Lansky, this Friday.
The 17th Thursday, we at the Middle East in Cambridge for the release party with the Perceptionists. Please come through, show your love. I got physical copies and all that. Peace.
Absolutely. And if you're an artist, tuned in, submissions at lfodradio.com. Let's build. We're going to get out of here real quick with this one's Super Smash Brothers, Izzo. I was at their album release last week. They got a nice little album out, too, Family Cookout.
Nice.
Shout out to Brandon for putting me onto that. We're going to hopefully talk to them a bit later. We'll be back next Tuesday. Send us your clean records. We got no guests. Submissions at lfodradio.com. Thanks again, Easy. Thanks, Billy.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Appreciate y'all.
I know a plug that my... I can find you what you need and more.